Hello, listeners. This is Jimmy Gajalan. I'm calling from my home studio, and I'm doing this bibliography in a Masonic kind of way. And if you stick to the end of the bibliography, you will also get some clues to some of the cipher that's hidden inside of the piece, Fluid Code, Liberation Ciphers. I'm going to start off in Geekland with Arthur Clark from his documentary, beautiful documentary, old as beautiful documentary made in the 80s called Fractals, The Color of Infinity.
Blood, circulatory system of the human body, and yet you'll recognize it, it is a kind of fractal.
Next I'm going to go ahead and dive right into Milford Graves. I took some sound bites from a documentary called Free Avant-Garde Video Heartbeats, Episode 246, Part 2, by Tom Hall.
Now the frequency is different, like...
Ayan Bisi Adeleke, where I sampled some talking drum taps. A true talking drum musician. Then there is a bit that I took out of Drum and Song and the Heartbeat of Identity and Culture for Many Native Americans in Minnesota, posted by the AP Archive on YouTube.
When we're hitting that drum, again, we're making that heartbeat, and when we're sending energy to who needs it long before.
Then, of course, we got Sun Ra, taken from a video called Sunrise Speaks, Berkeley College.
And so if somebody came up and didn't know the code, they see the words up there, they wouldn't know what it meant. And that's the way.
And then we've got something I picked up from the Nothing channel on YouTube. Title is The Most Effective Communication System in History.
The Lukasa memory boards used by the Luba people of Central Africa, which served as mnemonic devices. The Iroko system used by the Yoruba people of West Africa, which stored information in the form of puns or symbols.
And then we've got the wonderful Toni Blackman with her YouTube video, What is a Cipher? Wisdom Cipher.
Cipher represents 360 degrees. It's about completion of thought.
Then we got bits and pieces of Alice Coltrane interview in 1970s documentary.
As I want to, and nothing can, there's no claim, no one can bind me.
So you just heard a bit that I actually used in a couple of audiovisual anti-lectures that I did. That one specifically, as well as this one you're about to hear, was used in Ain't Nobody Caught Me.
Whatever dimension you are in, it is critical that you tap into Ma frequency.
This is a little sample from Billie Holiday interview archive, which I used some time ago in another anti-lecture. Again, the Ain't Nobody Caught Me anti-lecture. I know you can find it on YouTube.
To say that everybody can't play jazz.
And this cacophony, melodic melody, cacophonic melody of song samples, or a mix of Roland Kirk, live in Paris, 1968, John and Alice Coltrane, Cosmic Music, Heliocentrix, Sun Ra, Jimi Hendrix, and the Band of Gypsies, Machine Gun. Fast Matter Dude Instagram post from the Theta Temple.
Energy is fast matter, then all matter is slow energy.
And last but not least at all, the next sample is from Malik Amir Crumpler's sound project called ...?... Volume 0. You can find this on his Bandcamp page, and will be available before the 22nd of September. And while I'm on the man, I also want to thank him for the DIY mastering that he did, helping me with the finished, well, the pre-finished sound of the piece. Okay, next is sample. Looking Has Teeth.
Signal Orchard.
And now for the codes. There's a musical code. This one is the name of the narrator, Cosmonaut. And the second one I will spell out for you. And with this one, if you can figure out the code, then you can figure out the name of the narrator. And it is this, which means fluid. Also within the sound piece, there is Morse code for liberation. I think upon a re-listen, it had something to do with the birds. You will figure out where that sound comes in. Have fun. Geek out. I hope you enjoyed listening, and let me know what you think. Ciao.